Perk Beis Bishol, Seif Samach Zayin. Hanochas Tavshel Agabe Radiator. So putting food on a radiator. Mutter Laniach Lachatchila, Beshabbos Tavshel Yovesh Soinen Agabe Radiator, Hameshamesh Lechibum Beis. Chazal does not allow you to put it on a place which it is normally a place which one cooks there. If a person normally cooks on the kirayim, on the cooker, and even on the hot plate, we don't allow you to put in new food which hasn't been there already before Shabbat without dinei chazara. But on a place which a person doesn't cook, on a radiator which is not made for cooking altogether, it is made only to go and heat up the house. Chazal made no gezeiros on it. Therefore, a person is allowed to go and take food and put it on the radiator. On Shabbos, of course, he's not allowed to do something which has got a problem from Bishul. If it's got no problem from Bishul, Kagoyin is dry, and it is dry food, which is, even if it is cold, is allowed. If it is wet, if it is liquidy, then it has to be liquidy enough that it's got no problem from Bishul. That's already... not according to the Ramah, it hasn't got cold yet. If it's got no problem from Bishul, you're allowed to put a pot of food on the radiator in order to heat it up and to keep it hot. We'll have to make sure one doesn't cover it up in a way which is going to be a problem from Atmana. There's an issa to do any atzmona on Shabbos. So you're not allowed to do this on Shabbos. And even if you put it on Erev Shabbos, maybe a problem from atzmona, one has to learn Hilchot Atzmona. If you're not got problems from atzmona, it's allowed to do it on Shabbos. Samach Ches. Anocha Sav Shal Agaba Plata Chashmalit Chatsida Lahadlik L'Alzei Shon. A person wants to put it on a hot plate which is going to go and go on Shabbos. And meanwhile, you're putting it on before. Let's see. Plata chashmalit asida lahadlik lidolek for Shabbos alzei shon. If you've got a hot plate which is going to go on in the middle of Shabbos with a time switch. Same is if you've got an electric cooker which could turn on itself in the middle of Shabbos. Ein lo niach alet tapshul b'Shabbos af b'shor sh'adayin le nidlko. Oh, v'af im atapshul sh'ein bo isa b'shvul. A person is not allowed to put on a hot plate or any other plate which not when a person goes and sometimes cooks on it, put it on there before it turns on the fire. A person is not allowed to do that since it is Shabbos. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to put anything in a place where afterwards it will be cooked. Therefore, here the same. If you've got the time switch which is going to turn it on in 2 hours' time, you're not allowed to put down food an hour before and say, oh, I'm doing nothing now, the time switch will put it on. That you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. You're allowed to put it on an Erev Shabbos. That means if a person wants something hot on Lil Shabbos, and he doesn't want the fire to be on, doesn't want the electricity to be on too long, he's allowed to put it there on Erev Shabbos, and let the time switch go on when he wants it to go on. But tonight, he puts it on an Erev Shabbos. If he puts it there on the platter, on Shabbos itself, you're not allowed to do that. You can only put it on the platter on Erev Shabbos. Then you're allowed to put it there, even though the fire is not on yet. Also, Shia's got no problem. I mean, Aloch Lamaisa, the person wants to put something on the hot plate before Shabbos, and let the time switch turn it on, you're allowed to do that. But on Shabbos itself, you're not allowed to put it there before the time switch puts it on, even though it's meanwhile not got no fire, you're still not allowed to put there anything which is going to go and cook later on. even if it's already cooked, and you got no problems from Bishul, but you got a problem from Chazora, Shehiya, you know, to put something new on a plate which is going to go and get hot later on.